material, and parental discretion is advised. All the characters within are completely fictional, and the management apologizes to anyone who feels offended by the program. I thank you.
This is a test of the emergency humor system. This is only a test. If this had been an actual humorous broadcast, you would have been informed where to tune in your area for a complete list of members of the New York Philharmonic. This is only a test.
Good evening, and welcome to this edition of KCUF Radio, with your announcer, Randy Moser. We're helping celebrate National Mastication Week. KCUF would like to urge you to masticate with a friend this week.
Hi there. How many times has this happened to you? You're going to be alone on a Saturday night, so you decide to call one of those common, ordinary escort services. All through the evening, the only thing that your date wants in her mouth is the chewing gum she continually smacks and the food you buy at one of those expensive French restaurants. And at the end of the evening, she won't even lend you a hand. Well, this won't happen if you call Blue Orchid Escorts. Our dates are guaranteed to be friendly and clean. So remember, call Blue Orchid Escorts, the escort alternative.
Okay, kiddies, it's time once again for Uncle Otto's Fun with Physics. And here's the jolly junkie himself, Uncle Otto.
Hi, kids. Today we're going to explore the properties of plastic explosives. Here we have a small glob of plastic explosive. Although it looks like Play-Doh, it's actually very powerful. What do you kids think would happen if I drop-kicked it across the room? Let's find out. Can one of you explain why it didn't explode? Yes, you, the skinny ugly kid. What's your name, son?
Stevie Fishback.
Why do you think the plastic explosive didn't explode, Stevie?
Because you're a wimp?
No, Stevie, it's because plastic explosives don't explode on impact. Go pick that up for me now, kid. Now let's see what happens when I hold my lighter up to it. Don't worry, kids, it won't explode. Now, Stevie, what do you think this shows us?
Who gives a shit?
Well, Stevie, it shows us that plastic explosives still won't explode, even when lit on fire. Now, while it's lit, Stevie, I'll throw it on the floor and you put it out with your foot. That's right, kids. Once it's lit, only compression is needed for detonation. Well, that's all for today, kids. Tune in next time and we'll explore nitrous oxide. Does somebody want to clean up this mess?
Thank you, Otto, for yet another bit of useless information. Up next on KCUF, we have the Mystery Theater. But first, a commercial message. And while that's going on, I think I'll just close the door and masticate for a while.
Let me speak to you for a moment about feminine protection. Are you tired of all those commercials telling you that their method of feminine protection is best? Well, we here at MAFCO Enterprises have what we feel is the ultimate solution. We are now introducing the MAFCO MaxiPad. Unlike other MaxiPads, the MAFCO MaxiPad allows you the freedom to be the person that you want to be without binding belts or pins. MAFCO will set you up in a penthouse apartment, the MaxiPad, and it'll provide armed guards outside of your door to assure that you will not be disturbed during that particular time of the month when you want to be left alone. Remember, MAFCO, the new leader in a feminine protection. Trust me.
Tonight on Mystery Theater, Inside the Reich.
Old man, where are the papers?
I will not tell you!
Old man, where are the papers?
I said I will not tell you.
Old man, for the last time, where are the papers?
I will tell you.
Tune in next week, and we'll hear the captain say,
It is very good the old man told us where the papers were at.
Ja, mein Kapitän. Are you really bumming out? Has the university automatically renewed your food contract? Does Barker Hall no longer acknowledge your very existence? Did midterms make your days become bleak and dismal? Are you so dead to the world that at the end of every day you just can't bear with it? Then reach for Baritol, the speedy relief from reality. New Baritol contains caffeine, cocaine, quaaludes, vitamin C, Valium, aspirin, alcohol, and 200% of the minimum daily requirement of THC. Baritol, with these eight often necessary ingredients, can help you cope with the world today, no matter what. Yes, you can drink it, smoke it, sniff it, or shoot it, and within seconds you will have the harshness of the entire day simply fading away. Baritol restores and renews by putting you in a world of your very own. Take it each and every day, and you'll love us for it. So when you can't bear with it, go Baritol.
And now, KCUF is proud to present Rutsy Rob's Commando Corner. This week, Rutsy Rob is brought to you by the U-238 Baby Blaster Contraceptives. Endorsed by Rutsy Rob himself. As Rutsy was just telling me the other week, it's the best damn way to get those little bastards before the mothers get you.
Hello, this is Rutsy Rob. Tonight I'd like to talk to you about burglar protection. Now, nobody likes to have their property damaged, valuables stolen, wife beaten, or their dog brutally raped. I know I don't. So what I'd like to do tonight is give you a few tips on how to save your dog's virginity. Now, a deep gator-filled moat will just stop just about anything sick for a full-scale invasion, but it is very expensive to build. One method I'm rather fond of myself is an elaborate system of mines and barbed wire hooked up to signaling devices, which is so as to inform me when an intruder has stumbled onto my property. But this method requires that you keep a good stockpile of mines ready to replace anyone's detonated by stray children. Another excellent deterrent is to set up an M60 machine gun nest on top of your residence. This is probably one of the most effective ways to deter intruders, but it does require that you have someone manning the machine gun 24 hours a day. I therefore strongly recommend this method to fraternities and other social organizations who could have their pledges do it as, say, a house detail. Other good deterrents are bungee sticks, bear traps, poison gas, bunkers, mortars, a platoon of Marines, and possibly a squadron of circling Phantom jets loaded with napalm. Now, if all these methods fails and, you know, the burglar, he hasn't managed to stop the burglar, I also have this small thermonuclear bomb stored in my basement. And if it looks like the situation is going badly, I detonate the charge and the burglar and I can finish our discussion in hell. This has been Rotsy Rob.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
I'd like to tell you about Mohair cigarettes. I've smoked Mohair cigarettes for nigh on 20 years. Now, some people think that cigarette smoking can bother you, hurt you, you know. It has never bothered me. I used to smoke 20 packs of cigarettes a day. But then I lost my left lung. And now I've cut my cigarette smoking in half. The people at Mohair Cigarette Company have got something new for you. We've got Mohair Extra Lights. So try them today. Goodbye.
Hi, kids. It's time once again for the Mr. Dick Show. And here is the star of the show, Mr. Dick.
Howdy, folks. I'm Mr. Dick, and this is my show. Today we...
Look, Mr. Dick. It's your first guest, Mr. Hands.
Not Mr. Hands. He's mean. He always beats me. Oh, no. He's got me around the neck. He's strangling me. I'm getting sick. I'm going to throw up.
Mr. Dick. Mr. Dick, don't just lie there. Wake up, Mr. Dick. The show's over. Come on, Mr. Dick. We're going to go spelunking.
Oh, no. I hate to go spelunking. I've got claustrophobia, and the caves you pick are always dark and wet.
Well, Mr. Dick, that's why we're going to put on your raincoat.
But the raincoat doesn't have a hole in it for my head. Oh, it's dark in here. The walls are closing in. I'm getting sick. Oh, no. I'm going to throw up.
Well, folks, that's all for this week on the Mr. Dick Show. Be sure to tune in next week when Mr. Dick will present Close Encounters of the Coed Kind.
KCUF, Big Boob, Wyoming.
This is the city, Big Boob, Wyoming. The place, Big Boob Tech. The time, well, it's 11:35 in the morning. Class has just begun. You're in the back of a crowded auditorium, trying to find a bit of excitement while listening to the ever-boring lectures in Chem 5, as orated by Professor Hardgeister.
And now the morality of the equation is about 6.012. Now, wait a minute.
Man, I wish we wouldn't have had to move to the Abney Auditorium.
Yeah, I like the Kent Auditorium better. Hey, you want to get that still in here?
Nah, somebody might notice.
Who, Hardgeister? Be real.
Oh, hell no. I mean the people outside. What can we do?
I don't know. He needs to be shot. What's that look on your face?
Hey, not only shot, shot down.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, just think. Everybody's been throwing a paper airplane or two at him. But I'm talking a V-1 missile.
And where are you going to get a V-1 missile from?
Hey, don't worry about that. Well, are you in or not?
Yeah, I'm in. Let's go for it.
Three weeks later...
I never thought we could pull it off. We've actually built a V-1 site in the auditorium.
Had an average of about 23.
I told you that we could, but just think, 1,000 pounds of high explosives right in his face.
Let her go.
And we find that the heat...
My God, it didn't even faze him.
Well, maybe a crucifix or a silver bullet.
Delta V, relating to the tons of explosives.
Hi there. Are you tired of all those commercials depicting skinny, good-looking tan people drinking diet soda? We here at Flab Cola know that's a bunch of crap. Everyone that drinks our product is obese, overweight. We want to avoid that image, the slick commercial image of... a soda that's drunk by the beautiful. We know who drinks our cola.
Flab, flab, cola. For flab people. Flab, flab, cola.
For obese people.
Flab, flab, cola.
For big, bad people like you.
Flab, flab, cola. Flab, flab, cola.
This is the air. Beautiful prayer.
Brawler, shit. I'm still there in the dorm room. Every time I wake up, I think I'll be back in physics class. When I was back home after my first year, it was worse. I'd wake up and there'd be nothing. I'd hardly said anything to my girlfriend till I said yes to a VD test. It was positive. I was never able to forgive that sheep I got it from. So I am sitting in this Jeff Fink sleaze pit waiting for an assignment. Every moment I sit here drinking tequila, I get softer. While out in that concrete jungle, Profi squats over his Mickey Mac book, getting stronger. But everyone gets everything he wants. I wanted an assignment. For my sins, they gave me one.
Charles Gillard, I'd like you to meet Dean Dicker,
hi.
Chancellor Mischel.
Howdy.
Professor Nonick.
Hi there.
Now tell me, Gillard, have you ever heard of a professor now?
Yes, sir. I believe he slunk more students than John Wayne School of Jabs.
Yes, that's him. Here, I'll play this tape for you. It was recorded somewhere in the Double E building. It's been confirmed as Now's voice.
Oh, my dear.
You have such a wonderful body. But, my dear, it's only natural.
As you see, Gillard, this man is wacko. In order to preserve the standards of this university, he must be zapped, liquidated, maimed, tortured, and exterminated. Your mission is to infiltrate his classroom by whatever means possible, find the professor, and terminate his breathing.
How many classes did I drop before? Well, there were 6 I could remember for sure. Close enough. I'll feel their flags blowing down my neck. But this time it was different. I was going to be axing a prof. For once in my life, I was going to enjoy an assignment. My escorts to the EE building were supposed to be the 5th of the 81st, St. Pat's Board, Drunkeneers. But they were nowhere to be found. Probably off barricading some unsuspecting freshman co-ed or trying to improve their time for the quarter barrel chug. Once in the EE building, I had no problem finding Professor Now. He was in the lab, standing over a hunk of smoldering equipment.
I love the smell of frying circuits in the morning. It smells like victory.
Professor Now, I've been sent to terminate your instruction.
No, but why? Is it because I haven't been flunking enough students to satisfy the university?
No, Professor. It's because they say you're insane.
I don't believe that. Since when have they terminated a teacher because he was a loony?
I'm sorry, Prof. I'm simply the product of a crazy society carrying out the orders of the circus clowns running the show. It's a shame. You did have a point.
And so ends this broadcast of KCUF Radio. Be sure to tune in next week on Thursday at 6:30 when KCUF Radio comes back on the air.
This has been a test of your sense of humor. If you found anything humorous in the preceding broadcast, please contact the local chapter of the Ku Klux Klan.